今天呢，我们要讲一个题目，就是说，神口里面说出的每一句话。
Today the topic is every word coming out of God's mouth.
因为我们在做基督徒的过程里面呢，我们会有很多的经历，我们会经历到生计。
Being Christian, we have many different experiences. We experience God's Spirit. We experience that we are filled by God's Spirit.
但是从根本上来讲呢，这一切都要归于神的话语。
But all these will come back to God's Word.
那神呢，其实最看重的是他讲的话，你有没有听？
The most important thing is that are you listening to His word?
那有的人呢，做基督徒，他就不断的经历很多的神迹奇事。那另外一些基督徒呢，说好像神不是真的。
Many people have many miracles they have experienced, but some of them they are not sure whether God is true.
那其实呢，就很简单。
But actually, it's very simple.
就是一个听不听神的话的问题。
It's just about whether you are listening to God's word.
那有一次我听一个姐妹，就是她很追求属灵的东西啊，就是说常常跟别人探讨什么样来怎么样来经历神啊，怎么叫做顺服啊，怎么叫做信心啊，怎么叫做盼望，什么爱心啊。
Their sister, she has a lot of things in her heart. She has been sharing how to experience God, how to have faith, how to do this, do that.
最后她那个小孩子呢，就在旁边给她说，妈，很简单。
But her little child beside her just said that.
他就是要听话。
Just listen to God.
这小孩子一语道破，就是要听话。
So just one simple word from the little child.
听话日子就好过。
Just listen to God.
什么都给你。就是小孩子很聪明的话，
give you everything.
听话什么都得到。不听话的时候呢，闹别扭，闹完了，最后还得顺着父母的杠。
If you don't listen to God and don't listen to your parents, you were screaming, yelling.
其实我们天上的父亲也是这样，他一切的好处都是要给他的儿女的。
To our Father in heaven is the same.
只是呢，我们就像圣经上讲的，就像羊走迷了路。那中国人常常说是迷途羔羊，这是从圣经来的。
And we are just like the sheep. We are lost. We need God's help.
谢谢安娜。这是上次阿文和安娜。刚才打到
了。I was interrupted, sorry.
That's okay. 就是很简单，就是当我们去顺服的时候呢，当我们按照神的话做的时候呢，事情就发生。
So it's simple, just to submit to God and do what the Bible asks us.
那我们看看，就是说这个圣经里面怎么讲关于神的话语多么的重要。
Go to the scripture and see how important God's word is.
我们先走到这个马太福音。
So go to
马太福音二十四章三十五节。
So Matthew chapter 24:35。
那马太福音二十四章三十五节呢？大家如果翻到的话，我们就一句话，我们要读一下。读了你发现非常的震惊。
So please turn to Matthew chapter 24:35, just one sentence, and you will be amazed by the verse.
如果你是信主多年的呢，你就再次的提起你敬畏神和感恩的心。
If you have been a Christian for a long time, then just pick up the faith that you have left behind.
如果你还没有信主的话呢，你就发现耶稣让你要挑战他，或者他要挑战你。
So if you are not a believer yet, you will see how Jesus want to challenge you.
或者是你要 challenge him.
Or you challenge him.
他说什么呢？他说天地要废去，我的话不会废去。
What does he say? He say even the earth and the heaven will be passed away, but my word will stand firm.
就是天和地要废去，但是我的话不会废去。
Even the earth and heaven and earth will be faded away, but His word stands firm.
但当时讲的时候呢，因为他在这个马太福音二十四章呢，门徒问他，他将来再来的时候有什么预兆，他就讲了马太福音二十四、二十五、二十六章。
So before he said this, his disciples were asking him, what the end times will be like about his return. So he'll be explaining this through the chapter 24, 25, and 23, 24, and 25. So the things that he prophesies will come to pass.
那你现在呢？不要太感兴趣去读二十四章，这个讲的就是，现在的事情和未来的事情，好多的事情都在发生。你现在先不要读，现在我们集中在就是说，神的话多么的重要。
So you do not need to go through chapter 24, so because it's talking about the past and the future. But right now, we just focus on this verse.
那耶稣其实这句话呢，是因为他所讲的一切话。
So this verse applies to everything that he has said,
包括旧约的话，
including the things in the Old Testament.
那旧约里面呢，耶稣虽然就是神的道没有成了肉身来，但是他还是在里面讲话，
so,
永恒的神在讲话。
So in the Old Testament, even though Jesus didn't come as a flesh, but still his word stands firm.
那我一开始信主呢，我看到这样的话就不服气。
So when I first became a Christian, when I see words like this, I was not convinced.
Just,
I was not...
feel angry. I want to challenge.
Yeah.
耶稣讲话呢，就是这样讲。他说，我是道路、真理、生命。
That's what he says. I am the way, the truth, and the light.
不经过我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can go to Father God without me, not through me.
他说：“我是世上的光。”
I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will not be in darkness.
他说：“我是复活，我是生命。”
I am the resurrection. I am the life.
信我的人必永远不死。
Those who believe in me will never taste death.
活着信我的，即使死了也要复活。
Those who believe in me, even though he died, he will raise again.
他就讲这样的话。
Those are the things that he has said.
所以我就会去挑战他。
And I wanted to challenge him.
任何一个真心挑战他的人。
Anyone who truly want to challenge Jesus.
都成了基督徒。
They all became a Christian.
那除非他真的，他有他自己的agenda，自己心里面有他自己预定的东西，他不愿意改变。他如果愿意追求真理，他就会信耶稣。
Unless you have your own agenda, as long as you want to challenge him with truth, then you will become his followers.
曾经有很多的科学家来挑战他。
In the past, there are a lot of scientists trying to challenge him.
那读最后信主和写书。
All of them have become a Christian and start writing books about him.
那其中一个叫做 Hugh Ross.
One of them is called Hugh Ross.
这个人好像是温哥华出生的。
This person is born in Vancouver.
他八岁的时候呢，把所有的物理就学完了。
So when before he turned eight, he studied
eight.
Before by the age of eight, he was able to he finished all things about physics.
在十七岁的时候做了温哥华天文台的台长。
So by age 17, he became the head of the
observatory.
Of
Vancouver. 他就挑战圣经。
He challenged the Bible.
他说我要用十八个月的时间，我要把圣经要打倒。
So in 18 months, I will challenge the Bible and defeat the Bible.
结果他不到一年的时间他就信主了。
Before one year passed, he already became a Christian.
那他就成了一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
So he became a very devoted Christian.
他在科学家里面传道。
So he was spreading the gospels among the scientists.
他后来就在加利福尼亚大学任教授，现在应该还活着。
Later on, he became a professor in UCLA. California College, so he's probably still alive.
他有一个广播节目叫做 The Reason to Believe, 相信的理由。
So he has this radio program named Reason to Believe.
他也写了几本书，其中一本叫做 The Creator and the Cosmos, 创造者和宇宙。
So he has also written a few books, and one of them is called The Creator and the Cosmos.
因为他是搞这个天体物理的。
Because he is into
Astrophysics.
Okay.
Physics.
So there are many examples like that.
在挑战圣经的时候呢，如果他真的去要研究历史上发生的事情、科学发生的事情，或者宗教里面的事情，他就会发现耶稣讲的都是对的。
So, if those people who are truly trying to challenge the Bible and also learn the Bible according to the truth, they will eventually become a follower.
就是圣经的话是非常非常的重要。
Because the words of the Bible is very important.
不是重要，而是绝对。
It's not just important, but it's absolute.
你知道我们现在这个世界上呢，好多时候找不到绝对的东西。
So in the world, sometimes you cannot find things that are like absolutely correct.
那你公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
So this person has own reasons, and the other party may also have their own reasonings.
在科学上也讲，就是你要做任何科学实验呢，你要把参照系 reference 先要设定。
So in our science, you have to have this reference set.
所以你要量度一个东西的话，你必须要从哪里开始量起？你要告诉人家我从哪里开始量起。
For example, if you wanna measure something, you have to tell people starting from which point you are going to measure.
那现在的就过去呢，我们好多人，比如说中国人，都有同一个道德标准啊。天津人还是我们甘肃人，一讲话都差不多，都能这个是对的，那个是错的。
So in the past, we all have the same kind of social standards. So even though you are from different provinces from China, still when you come together to talk, you have the same moral standard to follow.
那我们是为什么知道是对错呢？
What is right or what is wrong?
天津人和甘肃人怎么知道你对我讲的都是对的呢？
How come a person from 天津 or some other people from 甘肃 would have the same kind of standards?
因为很简单，我们过去所学的东西，我们理论的根据，我们的知识的基础，教育呢都差不多。
The reason is simple because we have the similar standards in according to our moral learnings or education, so we have the same standards.
那我们从初中来教育的一个根基呢是孔子。
So from the base of our learning, education is from Confucius.
那我们小时候读的书呢都差不多，北京人也读什么林海雪原，我甘肃人也读林海雪原，对不对
？So we all read similar books. Whether you are from 甘肃 or 天津 you always read the same books.
再读的多一点呢，就是三国、水浒，还有什么列国志，是不是？西游记。
So, like the basic four novels, the Chinese four novels, those are the things that we learn.
那再读的多一点，就读鲁迅的，对不对？张爱玲的，还有其他生聪明的。
Yeah, so also many other famous, 张爱玲、鲁迅 those are the famous, authors.
对，所以呢，你一讲话都差不多。
So,
对，你讲的对。
So when we have these conversations, we always come to the same kind of standards.
那美国人和英国人呢？他对话，他说你讲的对，为什么？因为他是基督教的根基，再加上他们过去西方的一些传统的迷信。
So if you are different.You are United States or you're from UK, so when you started to talk, you will also come to the same kind of standard because you were raised as a Christian believers, and you also have the similar type of religious belief or.
但是现在呢，这个世界变成了一个大熔炉。
But right now, the world has become a big melting pot.
突然发现阿拉伯人讲的东西跟我们的不一样。西方人讲的跟东方人不一样。
So Arabs and Chinese may have different opinions, or the Western world may have different opinions from us.
那我们就不知道谁对谁错了。
So we do not know who is right and who is wrong.
那干脆谁都是对的，或者谁都是错的。
Or else we can make everybody is right or everybody is wrong.
那事实上呢，就是说个人每一个人的标准都很重要。
But indeed, everyone's standard is very important.
但是呢，当我们要对话交流的时候呢，我们必须要找到 明白我们有不同的标准，才能设立共同的标准。
So when we have this conversation, we need to know each of us is different according to our own standards. Then, based on that, we have this set of this mutual standards for all.
但是这不代表说我们找到的都是对的，但是至少有一个共同的标准。
It's not saying that we are right, but we are just trying to find a mutual standard.
那是不是有绝对的标准？
But is that an absolute standard?
那很多人就会问这个问题。
And people will start asking this kind of questions.
特别人生经历了很多事情。
Especially those who have been through a lot of hard times.
你就发现相对的东西你都试过。
And you see the relative things you have tried.
你想找一个绝对的。
You want something that is absolute.
有没有做绝对的？
Is there something like that?
那现在这个相对的呢，就是好多人，甚至就是相对的也管不着了。
Even nowadays, even those are relatively correct, I'm not there for you to find.
就是没有兴趣。
And they are not interested.
如果没有兴趣，对相对的标准没有兴趣呢，只有吵架。
So if you don't have this interest in relative standards, then you will start have arguments.
所以呢，川普就觉得伊朗总是错的。
So President Trump always thought that Iran is wrong.
但伊朗的总统呢，也说你是错的。
And the president of Iran will also think Trump is wrong.
啊，包括中国，反正就是相对的标准，我都不考虑有没有相对标准，反正我是对，你是错的。
Yeah, including Chinese, so I don't care what your standard is, so I don't even interested in your own opinions.
那这就是我们的标准的一个丧失呢。迎来很多的问题。
So it's the problem that we're losing the standards, and it creates all these sort of problems.
我们相对的标准都已经丧失，别说绝对的。
So even the relative standards are not there. So needless to say about the absolute.
但是事实上，任何一个事情没有标准，它是不能做事情。
But if anything that do not have a standard, it cannot work out.
我们在科学上，你做任何的量度或者发表任何的论文，你如果没有你的参照性，你怎么做实验开始的设定这些东西，你是胡说八道。
So in a scientist field, if you do not have a standard, you cannot do any type of research or publish any kind of articles.
那现在呢，比如说好多的新闻，在新闻界他们做这个，比如说选举的话，要民意测验，现在用的方法从科学的角度全是错误的。
So when you read the news and they were having this polls or like how you wanted to vote, but from the scientist field, all this kind of research are not unbiased, right? It's not
biased. 但是那人是不管的。
But people do not care.
我就是要看我喜欢看的网站，我看哦，这个是90%支持这个党那个党。
So they choose what they believe. So they want to say, oh, okay, the party that I am for is have this 90% of supporting rate.
对，没有人再去听科学家讲的东西。这个整个的方法都是错误的。
But people do not listen to what the scientists said about the false research.
那你去找来这个，如果你倾心于这个 NDP， 对不对？你就找这个五个。倾向于 NBT 的，再还有一个倾向于 Liberal， 两个倾向于 Conservative， 把他们所有的东西都录下。
So, say if you are for NDP, then you will probably find like articles.
Proven NDP, proven team.
Proven
NDP. Guys, the interview.
Okay, and maybe just like one Liberal and couple.
最后你发表的时候呢，你说是他们讲话，这是非常真实的。五个 NDP， 现在 NDP 一个，现在。你就被 misled， 你就完全被误导。因为什么呢？他是倾向于 NDP， 他就找了五个 NDP 的，对不对？他而且让他们自己讲，我没有影响他们呀，我没有影响他们，是他们自己讲，
so,
对不对
？Yeah. So, say if you are for NDP, you will probably find just like us, five participants from the NDP supporters, and only like one or two from the other parties. Then you have this biased results, so that it will mislead people.
但事实上呢是完全错，这个方法是完全错误。
But indeed, the research is done biasly, it's not correct.
从科学上讲，这些人不能代表这个 general public of Canada， 就他不能代表加拿大的人群。
Yeah, so for the sample that they choose do not represent what the true Canadians think.
但是谁去管他？
But who cares?
那但是呢，我们到今天坐在这里的人都管，而且管很重要的事情。
But the people who are sitting here today, we are here to care about these things.
那我们在寻找一个绝对的一个标准。
So we want something that is absolute.
而这个也很有意思，在科学上发现，平时我们做任何实验都在相对的参照性，但是后来发现真有绝对的。
So, in the science field, we always use relative standards so that we will do our research. But there is absolute standard that we could follow.
后来在上个世纪科学发展的一定程度，这个相对论、量子物理发现的这个好多东西是又绝对的，比如说光的速度是绝对的。
For example, in the past centuries, we have been finding this, the law of relativity. We found out the speed of light is relative.
Absolute.
Absolute.
它不受任何的东西的影响。
Okay, so the speed of light do not influenced by anything else.
很奇怪。
So it's very special.
不过我们要感谢主，自然界有绝对的。
So we want to praise the Lord because in the nature there is things that is absolute.
在人的灵魂的深处，在这灵的这样一个律里面，生命里面也有绝对的。
So and also in our spirit there is something that is absolute.
这个绝对是我们要找的。
This is the thing that we have to search for.
为什么？因为我们任何一个相对的东西，当找着的时候呢，相对就是过一段时间它就会变。
Because you are trying to find something that is relative, things will change.
继续解释，相对的东西，明天它就变了。
Brothers and sisters, things that are relatively right, they will change.
我在年轻的时候呢，那时候中国说是科学的冲天，都要学什么科学救国科学，所以我就选择学核物理。
So when I was young, while I was in China, back then, they were promoting the scientists. That's why I became a scientist.
那后来呢？发现这个核物理十多年以后，他在出国以后，他这个政府，美国的政府不投钱，对吧？加拿大变成冷门了，我就转到医学物理。
So I studied atomic physics, but later on it became a subject that I'm not very
hot
because the government was not promoting, was not putting money into this kind of research. So I switched to medical physics.
那后来呢 ？Medical physics 也没做。
But I didn't do any medical physics later on.
只是拿了一个文凭。
But I got the certificate.
做了牧师。
And I became a pastor.
感谢主。
But I praise the Lord.
那所以呢，就是我们找到好多相对的东西，你觉着这个东西是对你有利的，是岂不知道哪一天它是变成对你有害的
？So when you're finding this relative.Like standard, you might say is advantage to me nowadays, but it may change later on the next day.
所以我们内心的深处其实仍在渴慕一个东西，我能真正靠得住。
So in our hearts, we are always longing for something that we can depend on.
不要靠一天，它第二天就靠不住。
We don't want something that can only be relied on just a day. The next day, it will collapse.
就像那个电影那个铁达尼号，对不对？有几个人最后，抓着那个木板。
So just like the movie Titanic, so at the end, like some people was holding on to a plank of wood.
但是那块木板你可以抓一会儿。
But you can hold on to the wood for a while.
但是你一直抓下去，它就会偏。
But if you hold on tight to the thing, it will drift away.
你如果不求救的话，它就偏你了。
If you do not call out for help,
为什么？当水浸透它的时候，它跟你一起就沉下去。
Because when the water saturated the piece of wood, it will sink.
所以我们现在世界上的人，好多人都是像那个，就抓住一根木板不放。
So a lot of people are just like that. We are trying just to hold on something that is not very sink.
是，那感谢神，我们今天呢，就是来到这里，我们知道那块木板可以抓一下，但是。不能抓太长。
So first of all, we know we can only hold on to the piece of wood just for a while, but we cannot hold it for eternity.
那块木板可能就是我们现在的工作。
So the piece of wood might represent the job that you are having right now?
我们银行里面的存款。
Or the money that you have in your bank.
我自己的健康。
Or your health.
我的所有的这种 program, 我要怎么样锻炼身体，增加营养。
So all this goals you set yourself up, how you're going to exercise and what kind of food you're going to take.
我要怎么样受教育。
And how are you going to get educated?
但是感谢主，我们今天来呢，我们知道内心深处就是说，我们好多东西真的找不着。
But praise the Lord, when we come here today, we know there are things that those are things we cannot rely on.
那不光我们今天是因着什么原因坐在这里？
Regardless what kind of reason that bring you here today.
那有人可能发现，就是说是这个东西在摇动，搞不定。
Some people might say, oh, this.This thing is shaking. I cannot depend on this.
有人发现呢，就是说是，我在搞什么东西，一直追求追求追求，发现自己的力量不够。
And some people might have this goal to pursue, and then, on this journey to pursue the goal, he felt that he himself is not strong enough.
有人发现呢，就是说我一辈子做了很多的事情，最后发现到头来，其实好像是很空。
So some people might think, oh, I've been doing all these things in my life, but at the end of my life, I found I'm doing this in vain.
我们今天来到这里。
So when we come here today,
来到这里是找一个绝对的。
We are trying to find something.
那这就是真正的神，真实的救恩。
So this the true God, the true salvation.
我们走到这个生命记第六章。旧约生命记第六章讲到这个神的话语多么的重要。
So we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
就是在旧约里面呢，就是说神通过摩西把这些神的话启示出来，特别是律法启示出来。
So in the Old Testament, God is used Moses to talk about the law.
你知道以色列的先祖呢是一个非常落后的民族。
Because they Israel was from a very backward tribe.
他们的先祖从亚伯拉罕到以撒到雅各都是放羊的。
So from Abraham to Jacob to what? Including Moses, they were all shepherds.
你知道放羊的人有什么学问吗？
Do you know what kind of education a shepherd may have?
我们小时候的时候，村庄上就是什么本事都没有的人就去放羊。
So in my village, when I was small, those people who have no skills, they all become shepherds.
那这个民族今天到了今天是一个非常特别的民族。
How come this tribe became a very special race of the world today?
那马克吐温就是大家可能记得马克吐温就是写到这个犹太人，他说这个民族非常特别，世界上一切东西都在变化，但是他就是很明显的有神的这个印记在他们的身上。
So the author Mark Twain,so he wrote something about the Israelites because it's a very special race. Even though everything has been changed in the world, but this race did not change.
他们中间出来很多非常有杰出的科学家。
So among the Jews, there are there's a lot of famous scientists that came out from.
很多的杰出的商人。
And they also have many successful businessmen.
杰出的政治家。
And also politicians.
所以今天好多人说这个川普不敢讨好以色列是因为他们的这个政治经济的命脉其实是操纵在犹太人的手里。
And people said that the reason why President Trump do not want to challenge the Jews because a lot of the powerful people that holds the economicWealth in the states are owned by the Jews.
那不管犹太人现在做的就说是不是真的完全合神心，你发现这个民族非常的特别。
So, we are not saying that the Jews are doing everything right, but you will find they are a very special race.
就是从一个他的初衷就是放羊的人。
So from the
ancestors.
Yeah, from the ancestor as the shepherds.
那今天这个民族呢，在全世界都是非常杰出。
But now, Jews are very successful peoples on the earth.
那他们这些智慧，他们这些从哪里来？
Where do their wisdoms come from?
从圣经里面。
It's all from the Bible.
那包括近代十几年呢，有一个大夫叫做 Mark, Michael J. Gerson.
So, on the last few decades, so there are very famous doctor named
Michael Gerson.
Michael Gerson.
他创造一个治疗的方法叫做戈森疗法。
So he developed this kind of medical procedures called Gerson therapy.
大家听说过戈森疗法有几个？那很简单，他就说这个用这个蔬菜，这个自然的天然的蔬菜水果汁，它治癌症，啊，有好多的例子，它的甚至绝症完全治好。
So he's using the real fruit and vegetables to heal cancer, and there are many examples of cancer patients that got healed.
那最早他开始的时候被美国的医疗界排挤，后来他就去墨西哥开始他的医院。
So at first in the States they were he was being criticized by the medical field. So later on he had his own therapies in Mexico.
那现在呢就被广泛的接受。
And nowadays it's been widely accepted.
他为什么会有这样的思想？
Where are these thoughts come from him?
我没有见过他本人啊，但是我知道就是犹太人呢读圣经他读得很仔细。
I have never met this person, but I know the Jews they take the Bible very seriously.
你知道神在创造人类的时候呢都是吃素的，人是吃素的。
You know when God first created humans, we are all vegetarians.
圣经创造亚当夏娃那个你仔细去读的时候，人应该是吃素。
So if you go to the Bible where it says when God created Adam and Eve, they were all vegetarian.
而且自然界的这些蔬菜水果这些，它是足够他用的。
And the produce from the ground is sufficient for them to use.
那我也感谢中国人呢，发现了中医，就是这些草根啊这些东西也可以来治病。
And praise the Lord that the Chinese know about the herbal medicine. They know how the root of a certain plant may heal a certain diseases.
我想在戈森大夫的心里面，他非常清楚，就是说神给的是足够的，神给的本身就是要人好好的来享用和医治的。因为神写的非常的清楚，在创世纪，他说创造这些悦人的眼目，好做食物。
So I believe this doctor knows God's creation is sufficient for us to use because in Genesis, the Bible says the things that they produce from the ground is good and sufficient.
所以就很奇妙。
So it's wonderful.
而且很多其他的发明创造，好多犹太人，比如说原子弹的这个研究是欧本海默，还有这个飞镖都是犹太人。
So the Jews also have other creation as well. For example, the atomic bomb was made by the Jews.
那这个理论的发现，爱因斯坦呢也是犹太人。
So Einstein is also a Jew.
那我讲这些东西呢，就是说他们就是对这个神的话语的一种敬畏和一种认知呢，引导这一个民族。
So I believe the fear of the Lord and the way they learn about the words of God leads the success of this race.
那我们今天作为基督徒呢，其实比他们更有福。
But as a Christian today, we are even more blessed.
为什么呢？因为圣经上讲，我们是真正属灵的以色列人。
Because the Bible says we are the true spiritual Israelites.
而且我们有耶稣基督呢，整个的救恩就赐给我们。
And we also have the redemption from Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天能不能拿到这个所有神的这些祝福？
Then how can we come and get all this blessing from God today.
就在于怎么样对待他的话。
It depends on how you treat the word of God.
这个他的话呢，不是正面应验，就是反面应验。
His word either fulfill positively or negatively.
就像一个小孩子，你告诉他刷牙，明天晚上要刷牙，啊，晚上睡觉前不要吃糖。这句话他听了以后怎么样反应，就决定怎么样的结果。
For example, if you're telling a child to brush his teeth before he sleeps and do not eat anything after he brushes his teeth, the words that you said to him and how he responded to your words will lead to different results.
那我们看看《生命记》第六章，就是这里摩西给下一代人就是重申命令的时候，就是强调神的话多么多么的重要。
So we'll go to Deuteronomy chapter 6.And Moses had been repeatedly telling them how important to listen to the word of God.
我来读中文，你们英文的可以自己来读，好吧
？He will read in English.
Chinese,
and those who can read English will translate up there.
这是耶和华你们的神所吩咐、教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，是你们在所要过去所得的业地上终极，好叫你和你的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神。谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守宗旨，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，要尽心尽性尽力爱神，爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要躺路，也要记在你手上被记号，戴在你额上被经文，又要窗在写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上。耶和华你的神领你进塔县里你租亚伯拉罕以撒雅各七世应许给你的地，那里有城邑又大又美，非你所建造的，有房屋装满各样的美物，非你所装满的，有做成的水井，非你所做成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要警醒、谨慎，免得你忘记见你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓，不可随从别神，就是你们四位过命的神。因为在你们中间的耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，唯恐耶和华你神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上除灭。你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在马撒那样试探他，要留意遵行耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例。耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那美地，照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你一切的仇敌。日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们的神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事实行在埃及和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那地领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华有吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。这里呢特别的讲到，在像这个第六节这里讲啊，就是说我们要今天吩咐你的话呢要记在心上。
So under verse 6 it says the things commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
那又讲到呢说也要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要试验，都要讨论。
Impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
那也要记在手上为记号。
and tie them as a symbol on your hands.
戴在额上为经文。
And bind them on your forehead.
又要写在你门房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Write them on the door frame of your houses and on your gates.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
是不是说你一定要这样做就是很好呢？
Is it you have to do this?
意思就是说这是太重要了。
The meaning is that it is so important.
太重要了。
Very important.
那事实上，现在有一些犹太人就是把金文做在这里，身上戴在这里。但是呢，是不是真的，讨神的喜悦呢
？So indeed, some Jews they do tie the words of God around their arms and also write them on the walls. But is it something that pleasing to God?
那神真正的意思就是把这些东西要重视，非常非常的重视。
So what God means is that these things that they said, He said, the commandments are very, very important.
他并不是要我们做这些形式上的东西。
He doesn't want us to do this kind of things as outside, you know, like representatives.
但是你如果愿意做这些形式上的东西，也是很好。
But if you want to do that, it's also good.
那好多人写对联的时候，他说我是基督徒，我就要写基督的对联，很好。
So when people putting the words on their door frames, they will use the Bible verses because they think they are Christians.
那教导孩子的时候，把那个一张一张纸贴在孩子的桌子面前，是写的是经文，很好。
So when they teach their children, they also write the scriptures on a little piece of paper and stick on the wall.
但是神所忘记的呢？这些有没有在我们的心里
？But what God wants is whether these commandments are in our heart.
所以在耶稣的时代，那些法利赛人呢，走到了一个极端，就是变得非常非常的形式化。
So in the past, so the Israelite has gone into an extreme that they are more like a Pharisees.
Very superficial.
Very superficial.
啊、所以耶稣来呢，就是耶稣做的事情是要让他们回到心里面去。
But when Jesus comes, they want to do these things in their hearts.
那他们看不懂耶稣，所以就把耶稣就钉死。
But they didn't like the way Jesus taught, so they crucified Jesus on the cross.
那事实上，耶稣呢是真正就是说要把这些东西要写在我们的心上。
But Jesus came to write all these commandments in our hearts.
那神的话语就是说，在从旧约到新约的都是圣经特别的强调，非常非常的重要的。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Word of God is very important.
耶稣在这个马太福音第四章受撒旦的试探的时候，他都是用神的话疗愈他。
So, in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was being tempted by the evils, all his responses were from the Bible.
那我们今天是不是受撒旦的试探？
Are you being tempted by the evil ones today?
魔鬼是不是在好多时候挑战你、引诱你、控告你
？Does Satan try to convince you or try to mislead you?
肯定有。
Of course that happens.
甚至他都会去这个试探、引诱耶稣，对不对？何况你和我
？He was there to tempt Jesus, and how much more is he going to tempt you?
那我们怎么样来抵挡撒旦呢？
How can we go about to like fight for ourselves, to defend?
那耶稣就是我们的榜样。
So Jesus, will be our model to copy.
那耶稣就是引用神的话。
Jesus used the scriptures.
那撒旦第一个试探他，就说当他禁食四十天饿了以后呢，撒旦就说你把这些东西呢，食物石头变成食物，你来填饱肚子。
So.Jesus was fasting for 40 days and he was hungry. So Satan came and said, You can turn all these things into bread. And Jesus responded with the scripture.
那耶稣怎么回答呢？他引用就是《生命记》第八章的话，说：“人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里说出的一切话。”
So Jesus' reply was Deuteronomy chapter 8 says.People are alive not by food or by bread, but by the word of God.
那后来撒旦继续试探他的时候呢，耶稣继续还是引用圣经上的话来抵挡他。
And later on, Satan tempted him a few times, and still he responded with the word of God.
那耶稣就是说，我要遵从神的话。
Because Jesus wants to follow God's commandment.
不管你给我什么，我都是要遵从神的话。
No matter what you give me, I'm still going to follow what God said.
当时撒旦试探他的时候，就是人基本的三种需要来试探。
So Satan tempted him by the three basic desires of our flesh.
第一个就是食物。
First is food.
对我们今天来说，就是我们要挣钱养家。
So today to us will be like making money, making a living.
撒旦在这个地方会试探。
So in this field, God, Satan is going to tempt you.
第二个试探呢，要他从殿顶上跳下来说，天使会，神会派天使拖着你的脚，这个是一种，social acceptance， 就是说你看别人怎么样，看你这个非常重要。
So the second temptation from Satan was, Satan was telling Jesus to jump from the top of the temple. Yeah.So this temptation is more from like a social acceptance that how you want people to perceive you.
那你不是神的儿子吗？你看你做这样的事情呢，神就拖着你，你的那个名气一下就大增。
I'm just a son of God. If you do something like that, God will send the angel to hold you so that you will become famous.
你不是来到世上要做王吗？
Aren't you here to be a king?
你不是要产生影响力吗？
You want to be an influence.
这是一种快的方法，你要产生影响力。
So that's a quick way to get to be influential.
所以现在好多的年轻人呢说，哎呀，将来赚钱赚钱了，拼命学习太棒了。现在做个 YouTuber， 多少人这个subscribe， 很快就成 millionaire。
So that's why some young people may say, okay, it's so slow to get an education. Why don't I just become a YouTuber and get some, get people to subscribe to my channel and making money?
第三个试探呢，是这个荣耀和权力的试探。
So third temptation would be the temptation of power.
那我们有没有这方面的试探？
Do you have this kind of temptation?
我说我是普通人。
I am just a normal person.
不选权力，不选荣耀。
I don't want power. I don't want Yeah.
我告诉你，你不想国家的权力荣耀，可能还是想家里面的权力荣耀。
If you don't want the glory or the honor from the nation, you probably want that from your own family.
所以家里面好多时候会这个权柄上的问题。
So in your home, there will be the fight of the, you know, the authority.
那耶稣怎么样来回答撒旦呢？
How did Jesus respond?
撒旦说：“你要拜我呢，这一切都给你了。”
Satan said, "If you worship me, I will give you all these things."
万国的荣华。
All the glory from the nations.
因为当时亚当卖给他。
Because it was sold to the.
他说：“这是卖给我的，这是交付给我的，是亚当卖给他。”
Because Adam has sold all this to Satan.
他说：“我就可以给你。”
I can give it to you.
但是耶稣说什么？
But what Jesus said?
要。当当的敬拜你的神，经上记着说。
But Jesus said in the scripture says only to worship God.
所以呢，耶稣通过这些呢战胜撒旦的试探。
So Jesus using the scripture to overcome.
那我们今天怎么样来战胜这些试探
？And how do we overcome this kind of temptations?
那如果耶稣是通过这些方法用圣经的话，我们不会比他有更好的方法。
If Jesus used the scripture to overcome his temptations.We will not be able to find other ways to overcome this problem.
当然，就是说我们还是有衣食住行的需要，还是有被社会接纳的需要，还是有权力荣耀的需要。
But still, we have the need for our daily lives. We have the need for social acceptance. We have the need for fighting for our authorities.
这是神所知道的。
And these are the things that God knows.
但是呢，我们有一个正确的道路可以走。
But there is a way that we can get there.
神不是把这些东西就是抱在自己怀里不给我们。
God does not withhold these things from us.
他给我们的时候呢，就是要真正的让我们来享福。
When he gives these things to you, he wants to bless you.
真正的来享福。
To really enjoy all the things that he gives.
所以他，你看他在这个古代的亚伯拉罕、摩西这些，他都大大的祝福，在经济上也大大的祝福。
So in the Old Testament, Abraham and Moses, he blessed them like supernaturally.
但是他们最主要的是跟随了神。
But because they followed them, followed God.
一生有平安随着他们。
So that they have this peace with them.
一生有神的保护在他们身上。
All their life they have a God's protection.
包括今天亚伯拉罕也在天堂里面，就是在等着我们。
Even today, Abraham is sitting in heaven waiting for us.
所以圣经上讲呢，他说我是亚伯拉罕的神。
So that's what the Bible says. I am the God of Abraham.
所以就说鼓励弟兄姐妹呢，今天真的来认真的对待圣经上的每一句话。
So I want to encourage the brothers and sisters today to really treat the Bible sincerely.
我相信我们每一个人生活里面有很多的需要和挑战。金钱的需要，人际关系的需要，各方面的需要。
So I know there's a lot of challenge in your life, or either financially or yeah, with relationship.
但是呢，神一定会给我。
But God is going to give all these things to us.
但是呢，撒旦会用一个方法来引诱我们走他的道。
But Satan will tempt us to go astray.
但是呢，神呢要我们走一个永恒的蒙福的一个道路。
God will lead us to an eternal life.
小伙子，要讲道吗？来。
You want to preach?
我们中间也有很多的见证。
And we have many testimonies among us.
那等一会呢，大家也可以上来讲。
So later on, you can come and share.
就是当我们忠心生话语的时候。
So when you follow the word of God.
那凭着信心迈出去一步的时候。
By faith, if you step out with faith.
你就发现神的话会正面的一面。
And you will see that the word of God will impact you.
好，对我们中间好多人看到，真的祷告那个自己。有那个 patience， 就是那个忍耐。
So some of us may pray for patience.
最后发现人际关系，哇，巨大的转变。
And later on, he or she finds that relationship, I mean, his or her relationship has this change.
有一个姐妹，在温哥华，最近她没有来我们教会，她就是因为来不了。她呢就说，第一次带领她信主的时候。很奇怪，就是他跟他的儿子一直打架，打架，打架，打到他就是说，天天在流泪。
So, one of the sisters, she's not here today. She lives in Vancouver. So, when she first became a Christian, she and her son has this argument. So they were always fighting day after day. So she always cries.
因为孩子呢走不走正路，完了以后有时候半夜里面早上也不回来。
Because her child was going astray, and sometimes he's not even sleeping at home.
就是夜不能眠，以泪洗面。
So she wasn't able to sleep, and she cried all that.
结果很奇妙，我就有机会叫他的儿子叫数学，结果我就带领他信主。第一天信主以后呢，他就脾气就改，他就从此以后不发怒，很特别。
So I was teaching her son math. So.I brought her to the Christ, so that on the first day she became a Christian, her mood changed, her attitude changed.
但到今天她也觉得非常的奇妙，她就是不发怒。
Till this day, she was still amazed by how she changed that day.
就是神的话借着圣灵呢，借着这个信心进到她的里。
Because the word of God through the Spirit has came to her and changed her.
后来，她跟她的儿子。整个的这个路径十多年的这个路径里面，并不是很容易。但是呢，他每一次读，他真的没有怒气，他会很用这个正确的方法去对待他的儿子。
So, even though her journey with her son was not an easy one, but still, she was able to hold her anger, and she wasn't angry anymore.
后来真的看到有很好很好的结果出来。
And later on, Everything turns out great.
那有的人呢，在这个也是在这个十亿奉献上面，就是一开始感觉到非常非常的 struggle， 就是那种挣扎。
And some people might have the struggle in your tithes and offerings.
那有人呢，就是 这方面没有问题。
Some people may not have this kind of problems.
他就说我给神一份，神给我九份，那是很划算。
So I only get 10% to God, and God is going to give me 90%. That's good.
有人说了，我这个十块，这一块也是很大，就所手所脚。
And some people say, oh, even the 10% is a lot, so they don't.
但是有的人呢，就迈出了这信心的一步。
Some people like take a step forward, as a step forward.
按照神的话去做。
According to the word of God.
最后发现很多的经济上的祝福来。
And later on, they find a lot of financial blessings.
我们中间有很多的见证，我听过很多的见证，看过很多，包括我自己。
So there's a lot of testimony among us. I heard of it, and I know of it. Even myself has experienced that.
其实各种各样的见证在我们中间会很多。当你这样跨出一步的时候呢，按照神的话语去做的时候，你就发现。是一个长久的一个祝福在里。
So if you take a step forward, and with faith, and follow the word of God, you will see there are blessings, eternal blessings.
我也感谢神，如果我不是神的话语的话，我觉得我跟我的太太第一天就走不下去。
So I praise the Lord, if not because of the Bible, me and my wife may not be able to make it.
我的孩子们。今天都是我的祝福。
And my children are all my blessings.
今天我跟我太太也讲，我说呀，真的感谢神。
I told my wife today, oh, praise the Lord.
我天天希望她跟我一起做事情。
I want her to work with me day by day.
我觉得，哎呀，真的，我常常告诉她，我说你那是世界上最幸福的女人。
I always tell her you are the most blessed woman on the earth.
我说我也是世界上最幸福的男人。
And I also tell her that I am the most blessed man.
因为是我们就是按照神的话语一步一步一步这样走过。
Because we walk according to the Bible, step by step.
这个过程里面永远有撒旦的试探。
So in the process, there's always temptation from the evil.
他让我们找一个捷径。
He wants us to find a shortcut.
一个容易的路。
An easier way.
对不对？我告诉你，跑掉，不负责任是很容易的。
I tell you that being irresponsible is very easy.
但是呢，这不是神的道。
But that's not the way of God.
也不是祝福之路。
And it's not the way to blessing.
但是当我们持守神的话语的时候呢，就是按照神的话语，借着祷告不断的来得胜的时候，你发现祝福不断不断的来。
But through prayers, if you hold on to God's God, words of word of God, and hold on to the word and work it, then it will bring blessings.
那今天我们可能有时候说，哎呀，我已经在这方面已经犯了错误，失败了。
Some people may say, I already made a mistake in this area.
那也感谢主，这就是我们为什么要信耶稣的缘故。
And we still praise the Lord because that's the reason why we needed to believe in Jesus Christ.
耶稣的名字就是耶和华是拯救。
The name of Jesus means Jehovah is our salvation.
那我们说我们在传福音，福音就是 good news， 好消息，就是耶稣来替我们担这一切。
So when we talk about gospel means good news because Jesus has redeemed us all.
就是他已经担我们的罪。
He already carried all our sins.
这些罪的这些。代价不再算在我们的身上。
So the consequence of sins will not count to us.
而且他把圣灵赐给我们。
And he also gave us the Holy Spirit.
我们真的能够清楚神的话。
So that we can act out God's ways.
而且当我们软弱行不出来的时候，他还是不放弃我们，他跟我们立的约是不变的。
Even if sometimes we are weak and we could not do the things that God wants us to do, but still He is with us because He has this covenant with us.
因为他说来到我跟前的我必不丢弃。
Because that's what He says. Those who come to me, I will not never forsake them.
那我们先做一个祷告，就有弟兄姐妹有一些见证回来讲，或者上个礼拜有一些弟兄姐妹说好像继续感恩，也可以来感恩。
So we'll pray and later on you can come up and share and those who didn't share last week you can still come up and share.
主啊，圣灵，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
主啊，感谢你，这个宇宙中间有绝对的真理。
Thank you that in this universe there are something that is absolute.
有真正靠得住的神。
Something that we can depend, a God that we can depend on.
你永远不会来让我们羞愧。
You will never put us into shame.
主啊，我们愿意再次的来。
We want to
come
again and to rely on you.
我们愿意来听你的话。
We want to listen to you.
我们愿意来听你的话。
We want to work your ways.
当我们软弱的时候，行不出来的时候，谢谢你，圣灵，再继续的来帮助我们。
Even when we are weak, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. You are here to help us.
主啊，我们更愿意快快的来行你的话。
Lord, we want to follow your ways quickly.
因为我愿意来快快的来蒙你的祝福。
Because we want to enjoy your blessings quickly.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把今天生命节的话放在弟兄姐妹的里面。
You put the words of Deuteronomy into the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
你说今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
So the things, the commandments I give you today, put it in your hearts.
也要殷勤地教导你的儿女。
And also talking to your children.
无论你坐在家里，行在路上。
No matter you are sitting at home and you walk alone.
躺下起来都要躺动。
Or when you are lying down, when you get up.
也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
And tie them as a symbol on your hand and bind them on your forehead.
也要写在你房屋的门框上，钉在你的城门上。
Write them on the door frames of the houses and on your gates.
主啊，是的，主，再次的说谢谢你。
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you again.
谢谢你，你的话语立定在天。
Your words establish the heavens.
即使天和地过去。
The earth and heaven will fade away.
你的话不会过去。
But your words stand firm.
让我们心里面充满了你的平安。
Feel the peace in our hearts.
因为你的话是真实的。
Because your words are true.
我按你的话做，绝不羞愧。
If we work according to your words, we will never be put to shame.
必然蒙福。
And we will have this blessing.
主啊，你也悦纳我们下面的见证和下面的祷告。
And also,
also
testimonies later on.
Amen.